Well, welcome. Tonight we're going to be speaking about dreams and active imagination. And I'm Lois Kahn, your friendly analyst for the night. And I'm hoping that we'll be able to explore some of the possibilities of dreams. I'm sorry that within 2 hours we don't have an opportunity for each of you to have the experience of dreams. I just did a dream workshop on Saturday, and in that we spend all day, and so people did have a chance, each person had a chance to work on their own dream. But at least tonight, as an overview, perhaps what we'll do, or I'm hoping at least what we can do, is to give you some idea on how you would approach a dream and how you can grow with it. First of all, I think that it's very important for us to remember that dream interpretation did not start with Sigmund Freud or Carl Jung. Dream interpretation is as ancient as we have records. In the Sumerian culture, there were dreams, as we see from some of the epic poems, that were significant. We had the forecasters, if you will, who through their dreams were able to give information. Certainly we know from the Egyptian and Hebraic and the Old Testament that dreams were very important in terms of decision making, on policy, the dreams are so important that that the Hebrews were able to leave Egypt as a consequence of some of the dream interpretation that went on. Certainly David was very well known for his ability to interpret dreams. So historically, dreams have been important as messages both to the individual as well as to the collective. And that is true even today. Even today, visionaries will have dreams that have very significant impact on people. And certainly, there isn't one of us, I suspect, even if you do not remember your dreams, who isn't affected by your dreams. One man on Saturday was saying, "Oh, it's been a long time that I've remembered any dreams. But I sure do wake up crabby in the morning sometimes." And I think this is true. Our moods are affected even if we don't record or remember the dreams. Now, some people have presented a variety of theories about what dreams are about, and I'm going to give you a kind of a conglomerate of what these theories are about. First of all, Freud and many others say that dreams provide a partial discharge of forbidden thoughts, so that in the dreams we can dream things that we don't want to think about consciously, or that we're afraid to think about, or we wish that we could do and can't act out, and so we can in the dreams. So that's one thing. Another function of dreams is that they integrate emotional responses. Sometimes we'll have dreams, and then what happens is that you think, "Oh, well, I've got it under control, everything's okay," and then you have a dream that has just an impact on you. It's like, whew, where did that energy come from, that emotion, that feeling come from? Well, I think psyche in compensating is trying to point out you're feeling something a lot more deeply than you're giving yourself credit for. So that's another function. Another factor that Freud and certainly Jung talks about is that dreams serve to maintain balance. How many of you know your typology? How many of you know whether you're thinking types or introverts or feeling types? And okay. Now, dollars to a donut. If you begin watching your dreams, you will find that your dreams are going to be the opposite many times. Not all. Many times. So that if you're very strong, thinking, rational, logical, extroverted kind of person, you will probably find that your dreams are introverted feeling. And you think, where did that come from? Well, that's part of that business of maintaining balance. If you're going to think about something all day, you got to have some feelings around it too. Or vice versa. There are many people who are strong feeling. And my goodness, they're thinking all the time in their sleep. They think, I worked all night long in my dreams. I'm thinking about how I have to do this and how I have to do that. And so thinking then becomes a very important part of that experience. So that's a way, one way, just one example of maintaining balance. Another factor about dreams is that they point out areas of concern. This is very true. When we don't pay attention to what's going on, and psyche, if it feels that you need to work on it, will have you dream about it.